I, Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, solemnly undertake to exercise in all loyalty.
The African Union's new chief replaces Gabonese incumbent Jean Ping, who led the 54-member organization since 2008. The 63-year-old Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma is the former wife of South African President Jacob Zuma and recently served as his home affairs minister.
Well, I think it's extraordinary to have someone come to the helm of the African Union who's a medical doctor. She's trained as a medical doctor, but she's also an activist.
Emira Woods is with the Institute for Policy Studies in Washington. She says Dlamini-Zuma's militancy within the African National Congress and the various posts she's held since the fall of apartheid shows she has credentials, but tremendous challenges await her.
All that is happening with the crisis in Mali is really one of the most critical at the moment. You have also the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where a neighboring state has now, according to the United Nations, been found culpable in the atrocities across the border in the eastern Congo. How do you bring an end to these crises?
In addition, concerns about basic rights, says political analyst Stephen Friedman.
People in this continent are still being negatively affected by wars. They are still in many parts not being listened to by the people who govern their countries. And many, many people are living in poverty.
Dlamini-Zuma comes from South Africa's KwaZulu-Natal province. She says she's humbled by her new post.
I'm just very grateful to all the member states for having entrusted me with this responsibility of their organization. So I'm fine, but I have a lot to learn.
Reactions in the continent are mixed.
We must wait and see, but South Africa has a good example for Africa in terms of government, in terms of democracy.
In Liberia, we have a lady at the top. Who else? I think Malawi also. And now we have a South African woman lady at the top of UA. We think things will work.
In Washington, Mariama Diallo, VOA News.